Praise God. This is Pentecost. I've got news for somebody. Pentecost is alive and well. It is alive and well. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Brother Carney, we're delighted to have you here. We'll give you a longer introduction and tell the folks about you a little more tonight, but we want you to take your liberty. How many are ready to receive the man of God here? Take your liberty. We welcome you to APC. Obey the Holy Ghost today.
Can we give that shout of praise to the Lord this morning? I want you to close your eyes, lift up your hands, and let's just give the Lord a shout of thanksgiving. Let's just praise Him from the very bottom of our hearts. Let's magnify Him because of His goodness, because of His mercy, because if it was not for the Lord, none of us would be here right now. But because of the blood of Jesus Christ and because of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I have an opportunity this morning that I did not have before meeting God to praise Him with a pure heart. If anybody has been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, we need to let God know how thankful we are this morning. We need to let the Lord know right now, I am thankful for everything You have done. Hallelujah. Is anybody excited to be here in the house of the Lord this morning? Hallelujah. I get to thinking about it, and every once in a while, you might wonder why folks are shouting around you. It's because when I start thinking about the impossibility of what God did for my life, you start, if you don't have a dance before that, if you don't have a Thanksgiving before that, I start thinking back to the dirty dog I was. And I start thinking back to how bad I was. And I realize that I'm not what I want to be. But I look back and there's a whole lot of miles between me now and me what I used to be. And it's not because of my goodness. It's not because of my ability. But it is because of the ability of the Holy Ghost. He put it within me that I might have life. And life more abundantly. Folks, I want you to remember the dirty dog you were before God got a hold of you. I want you to go back right now and just remember about the miracle that God did within your life through the blood of Jesus Christ and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Can we lift up our hands one more time and give God a shout of praise on what He's done and what He's doing for our lives right now? Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, God. We magnify You and we glorify You. Hallelujah. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. Praise team, you've done a tremendous job. Thank you guys so very much. I enjoy that good music. Good music makes it a whole lot easier, doesn't it? Hallelujah. I want you to turn with me to the book of Acts chapter 10, verse 44 through 48. The book of Acts chapter 10, verse 44 through 48. I want to, as you are finding that, I want to give honor unto your pastor, Brother Steve Williford, and we appreciate his invitation in allowing my family. My lovely wife is standing over here to my right. If you're wondering why I'm always looking over here to my right, it's because she's my greatest cheerleader. And she is much more than just that, but she loves me, right? And I love her. I have to put her in position like that every once in a while. She can't say no in front of everybody else. Amen. I love her and I love my family that is with me. We have not traveled together much in the last couple of months because of school and the schedules that do not coincide, but it's summer break, folks, And I've got my family with me, and I've got them all summer long. They're not going anywhere, and so I appreciate them. I give honor to your associate pastors, Brother Levine and Brother Reaver, which is not here, I understand, but I appreciate you men for allowing us to be here, your leadership staff, your leadership team. Can we give the leadership, the ministry, a hand clap this morning? It is excellent to be here. I am somewhat torn this morning, not torn in a negative sense, but in a positive sense. I prayed to the Lord. I said, God, how would you preach if you were here this morning? What would your passion be? What would your desire be? And the Lord showed me this as you are finding that scripture, Acts 10:44-48. I believe that it is very simple for things to get within this. And I have to speak this so that way we understand some of what God is wanting to do. But just a tree outside of our house, it had been damaged in some kind of a way before we ever got there, before we were ever at that house. I noticed it briefly going past it, but it had some kind of trauma that happened to it that caused the branches to not really stick together, if you know what I'm talking about. And about a year ago, a storm came through and blew one of the smaller branches down. I thought nothing of it. I went on. I took my chainsaw out, cut off the limb, felled it, and chopped it up and took it into the backyard. And thought nothing of it. And then about 2 weeks ago, we had another storm come through. And when we went outside, my wife came in and said, baby, we have a tree laying on the house. One of the branches has fallen over and is laying on the house. And I said, I don't believe it, and went out there. It was in that same place where that tree did not grow correctly together that one of the main branches has now fallen off and toppled over onto the house. And the Lord put that in my mind this morning, because sometimes you can have something happen in your life that seemed to be so very small at the time, but before you know it, it starts affecting every area of your life. I want you to know this morning, the scripture text that comes to mind is this: a bruised reed will he not break, and a smoking flax will he not quench. Even though, and I know that I'm talking to some because God put this into my mind, I know that I'm talking to some individuals that you've had trauma in your life. You have had something take place that has gotten into your mind, and the reason why you are in a place of destruction is because at one little point in your life, one little thing took place, and now it has catastrophically affected who you are. But God's not done with you this morning. For God doesn't cut down the tree. God heals the tree, recreates the missing branches, and begins to perform a miraculous work within it. Somebody needs to know that this morning. I want you to reach up your hands right now, because God's trying to do a couple of things this morning. God wants to pour out His Spirit, and He wants you to know that if you will receive the pouring out of His presence, you will receive the recreation of things that you have missed in your life. You will see the recreation, the revival, the renewing of things that has happened within your life. Why? Because God has determined it, and God desires for it to take place this morning. I asked the Lord, what would you desire to have happen? What would you desire to take place? And I feel the passion of the Lord pressing me in this manner. I want everybody to receive what I have developed for them, that they can have life and life more abundantly. I want every soul, no matter if they are murderers, or it doesn't matter if they are millionaires, if they have 2 cents in their pockets, whatever area of life that they are in, I want them to know that I created from the very foundations of the world my Spirit to begin to be imparted unto them. I want every soul this morning to experience and receive the help that they need within their hearts. I want them to experience the forgiveness of that little thing that has gotten into their spirit a long time ago that they've never gotten over. I want them to experience my forgiveness that I give freely. Amen. And so for the next couple of moments, if you will allow me to preach to you, I want to preach from this title, I Promise. I Promise. I Promise. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. In astonishment, because there was no question. They could not explain it away, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. And they understood the same thing that happened to us on the day of Pentecost has now also happened to them. We cannot doubt. We cannot explain it away, for we heard them speak with tongues. Then answered Peter, "Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we?" Can any man say that they cannot have forgiveness of sins and be grafted into an identity as we have been grafted into an identity? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. I want you to close your eyes, lift up your hands, and I want us to pray. I want you to see this in your mind right now. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. God, right now, we are preaching your purpose, your gospel, your good news. We are preaching your very passion, what you spent years upon years developing and designing divinely to pour out upon every man, woman, and child. God, we will not this morning, we will not let our doubts and our fears, we will not let our place in life deter us or lie to us or tell us that we are unworthy. God, we know we are unworthy. That's why we need your spirit within our lives. God, we pray right now that the Holy Ghost would begin to move in a miraculous, a marvelous fashion. A marvelous fashion, God, that would give your passion honor and respect this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And everybody said, amen. Clap your hands unto the Lord as you are being seated this morning. Hallelujah. If you have never received the gift of the Holy Ghost, it is a very simple thing to receive. It is not something difficult. It is not something that is hard to get. It is the gift of God and the promise of God unto us. Many times you will feel it in two different manners. Many times it comes down to these specific or this kind of feeling that will happen within your heart. You will feel the Spirit of God or something within your heart that feels absolutely fantastic. It feels absolutely marvelous, and it might make you feel like you want to cry. It might make you feel like you want to weep. You might not understand why you're feeling that way, but that is because your body, your heart is coming into contact with the very Spirit that created the heavens and the earth. And so you are going to feel the love, that perfect love of God that His Spirit gives and is indefinitely. So you're going to feel the presence of the Lord in a mighty way. You do not question it. You do not concern yourself with where you are in life. All you have to do is want the Spirit of God and want to receive His presence. And that is the requirements for you to receive it. If you repent and turn away from your sins and you say, God, I'm tired of living the life. I'm tired of going down this path. And you say, I am ready to turn and follow your Spirit. That is all that is needed. And God will give you the gift of the Holy Ghost. I am saying all of this right now so that that way you know what to expect within the altar call when we begin to come together in prayer. You might hear as you are praying sounds that will begin to go through your mind, sounds that you don't understand. I explain this because those sounds are not just gibberish. They are not just blabbering, although that might be what they seem to you. It is the evidence of the Holy Ghost. And if you hear that in your mind, all you do is speak it out of your mouth, and you shall receive the wonderful gift of the Holy Ghost. It's that simple. You might feel the Spirit of God begin to rise up within your heart. And it feels like you want to blurt out, but you don't know what you would say if you did. You just have to step out by faith. You don't know what's going to come out, but you're just going to step out by faith, and whatever comes out, comes out. But you're going to lift up your voice and blurt out in another language. You're going to let go of the control of your tongue, and whatever sounds come out, come out. They're going to sound strange, I promise you that. You're not going to understand what they are, but that is the gift of the Holy Ghost. Why is this important this morning? Because, as I said, it is the very promise of God unto us. It is the empowerment that God has specified, divinely ordained and designed from the foundations of the world to begin to place within hearts that we might have power after the Holy Ghost has come upon us. Folks, this is not just simply a sentence. I want to let somebody know this is not an empty promise. It is not something that is just good to speak out. It is not a conversation piece among people, but this is what God terms as a promise. A promise is a binding declaration that gives to the person it was made to a right to expect or claim the performance of the promise act. Let me let you know this morning that God did not put any stipulations of goodness upon it. He did not say you had to come from a certain family. He did not say you had to come from a specific place within the city, grow up in a certain house in order to obtain it. But God said to whosoever will that would come and receive the water of life, let him come and freely receive. I need to let every person in this house, whether you've been in church for a long time or whether this is your first time ever hearing this message or ever hearing the word of God, I promise you right now that whatever you are in, God wants to save you from it. He does not care if you're bound up by drugs. He does not care if you're bound up by alcohol. He does not care if your life has never known Him. All He cares about is that if you give Him your heart, He will give you His Spirit. If you will open up who you are unto a mighty God, unto a God whose love is everlasting, He will give to you the Spirit of which your heart and soul seeks. Can somebody say amen? Now, I feel like pausing for just a few moments right here. How many former drug addicts are in the house this morning? How many former liars and cheaters are in the house this morning? How many former gossipers are in the house this morning? Amen. How many, I want you to raise your hand. If your life was not perfect before you met God, raise your, my God. It's almost everybody in the house this morning. Why is that? Because God saves those that are in need. These hands that are raised up are a witness. They are a testimony that God saves the unsavable. The world might say that you're done, and your family might say that you're done, and everybody else looking might say, it's time to cut down that tree. But when God looks at it, he says, a bruised reed will I not break, and a smoking flax will I not quench. All they need is a little bit of my spirit. All they need is a little bit of my power. All they need is to receive the very item, the very thing that can turn their lives around. Somebody needs to testify right now. Somebody needs to give a witness. I'm not what I once was. I am saved by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. I am saved because of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I don't look the way I used to look. I don't feel the way I used to feel. I don't act. How many of y'all remember going down in those waters of baptism? Amen. How many of y'all remember the moment when your head and your body went underneath of that water and the name of Jesus Christ was called out over you? You see, it doesn't take much. I tell folks, if you're worried about messing up your hair, I'll send mama back to the hotel room and get some of my gel and get some of my hairspray. We'll even bring the brand new hair dryer that we bought, since we can't find the other one that we bought. We've only bought 15 of them. But we'll go back and we'll get that for you. If you, whatever you need, there is no, you go down in that water of bath. There's nothing special about that water. There's nothing special about it. But when you call out the name of Jesus Christ, God begins to place his identity up on you. You say it can't be that simple. We couldn't do it when it was that hard. Israel and God's people couldn't stand up to it when it was hard. So God made it easy. He said, if you're willing to be baptized in my name, then I will pour out upon you my blood, and forgiveness will move under every corner and corridor of your heart. That name that is above every other name, when that name of Jesus is spoken, things begin to happen. That name that is above every other name is placed upon your life, and the sins in the past which you were a part of, you no longer are. Is it that simple, Brother Levine? Absolutely. All you have to do is be baptized in order to receive the forgiveness of God begin to flow over you. Folks, can I get a witness this morning? Can I get someone to testify that when I went down in those waters of baptism, I came up a new man. I came up a new woman. I came up a new person within Christ Jesus. All of my faults, all of my failures, all of my past was taken away. I arose with the burden lifted off of my heart, all because of the precious name of Jesus Christ. Can I get a witness? The Spirit of the Lord is trying to let somebody know, I didn't make this thing hard for you. I didn't make it hard. I made it where anybody can do it, where everybody can do it, if they are willing. Folks, when you get baptized in the name of Jesus, there is a miracle that begins to happen within your life. The old man is put away, and behold, all things are become new. That old man is crucified with Christ, and a new man rises up in its place. Folks, that's what happens. Do you remember when that happened? Do you remember the moment that you took up on you that other name? Do you remember the moment that you ceased just being you, and everywhere you walked, and every scenario you went into, and everything that took place to you didn't just take place to you, but it took place to Jesus Christ also? Why? Because when you're baptized, you are yoked together with God, and whatever you go through, He goes through. Whatever He gets, you get. Whatever He has, you have. All because of the precious name of Jesus. I want us to lift up our voices right now out loud, and I want you to praise. I want you to thank God for the matchless name above all names, for the name that demons hear and they begin to tremble. Lift up your hands and thank God of the blood of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Come on, folks. I want everybody to lift up your voice right now. I want every eye closed, every hand lifted up. I want every single person crying out loud in prayer unto God, in thanksgiving unto God. Why am I asking this? Because you need to start praying that your situation would change. You tried to change it yourself. You've tried to get over it yourself, and you're still in the same place you were before. I'm trying to get you to lift your voice unto a God that can do all things. I'm trying to get you to lift your voice. The whole reason I'm asking is for the purpose that I know when you lift up your voice, that you're opening up your soul unto the Spirit of God that can help you, that can cure you, that can heal you and deliver you. When you lift up your voice, you lift it up unto the God that can do all things. That's it. That's it. Let's stay right here for about 1 or 2 minutes, right here. Hands lifted up. Voices lifted up. Somebody crying out that hasn't cried out before. Somebody lifting up their voice that hasn't lifted up their voice before. Somebody that is drowning. Somebody that feels as if you're disconnected. Somebody that's saying, God, just give me a sign this morning. God, just give me a sign that you still know where I'm at, that you still love me. This is your sign. This is your acknowledgement. God is saying, lift up your voice and cry unto me, and I will pour out my Spirit upon you. Those things that have been affecting you will have to leave, because darkness cannot stay within the light. Lift your voices and pray out loud in the Holy Ghost. For just about another minute, come on. Nobody looking around. This is for a purpose. What we're doing is building an environment right now. Lift up your voices. We need every voice lifted up without shame. Don't be embarrassed. That's it. Just lift your voice up out loud. God, what would you do? What would you do? How would you preach? I would preach if you'll just open your heart, if you'll just open up your spirit, if you'll trust in me, if you'll just take a step of faith and trust, you're going to find out that everything that you've been deficit of, and everything that you've been longing for, and everything that you haven't been able to figure out is getting ready to sweep into your heart. If you'll just open up, you've got a God that's not going to cast you aside. If you'll just trust in me, you've got a Savior that's not going to let go of you. You've got a Redeemer that has you on His mind. You've got a God that loves you. a God that loves you if you'll just open up. We know when the Holy Ghost comes upon us, we receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon us. We know when we receive the Spirit of God, when we open up our hearts, we don't care what's going to come out. I tell folks all the time, who cares what you sound like? Bunch of crazy folks here anyways. Am I right? And we're worried about doing something like this. Let's just open our hearts and just let the Spirit of God begin to flow into us. I'm talking twofold. There are some right now, please forgive me for this, but there are some right now that you have, because of that tragedy, you've started closing off your heart. And that's why the Lord has begun to gently press us and let us understand He's not getting on to us. He's not saying, if you wouldn't have had that happen, we would have never been in this situation. If you wouldn't have allowed that to take place, we wouldn't be where we are right now. That's not what God is. That's not who God is. When you come to Him with an open heart, He's not casting condemnation. He's not casting judgment. What He's doing is, with an open heart, if you have an open heart, I have an ability to pour out and to save you from what you've been going through. But I can't save a struggle. You understand this right now. This just came to my mind. When a lifeguard goes out to save somebody that is drowning in the ocean and they're flailing their arms about, he has to wait for them almost to drown so that way they will start to receive his help. Folks, God wants to save us this morning. God wants to move into where we are if we won't fight Him, but we'll just give in and say, God, if I sink, I sink. Whatever happens, happens. But I'm tired of fighting. I'm tired of not understanding. I'm tired of my life being ripped upside down. God, I'll just sink. If you'll put your arms around me, I'll fall into your arms of love. If you'll reach out, then I'll allow you to love me again. I won't push your love away. I'll receive your love because it is what I have been dying for. Can we close our eyes one more time and lift up our hands in the name of Jesus? Somebody to come to the piano and help me close right here. In the name of Jesus. It is when you open up your heart, I kid you not, it is not just an event that takes place. When you open up your heart, past your fear, past your unbelief, you open up your heart, and the Word of God says that there is rivers of living water that begin to flow through you. Can we testify? Is there anybody here right now that would be a witness and say, I remember the first time that I opened up my heart? Just raise your hand up. I remember that moment where I stepped out on faith. I didn't know what was going to come out, but my heart was so hungry for a change. My soul was longing for something to be different. I said, I don't care what I've got to go through. I don't care what I've got to do. And you opened up your mouth, and in a step of faith, you stepped out. And that beautiful Spirit of God began to flow out of who you were. I want you to raise your hand if that happened for you. Was it rivers of living water? Or is this preacher just trying to preach a religion this morning? Was it really truly rivers of living water? If it was, stand to your feet and to identify. Stand to your feet to confirm it was. It was the greatest thing that I ever felt when I felt abandoned before. It felt like I didn't have a place, that I was disconnected, that I didn't fit in anywhere that I went. But the moment I stepped out and I received the gift of the Holy Ghost, I felt like I had a place. I felt like God knew who I was. If that's you, raise your hand. You felt abandoned before the Spirit of God touched your heart. But after you stepped out by faith, you didn't understand it all. You didn't understand everything that was going on, but you said, I want this, and I desire this above everything else. And you stepped out, and that feeling of abandonment began to shatter to pieces. Raise your hand if that's you. Every eye closed right now. If you have never received the gift of the Holy Ghost, you have never spoken in tongues before, but you would like to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost this morning. Nobody's looking around, but I want you to come. I know you don't know me, but I have prayed for you. I have prayed for you. I know you don't know me, but I want you to come and stand with me in the front of this church. Every eye closed, nobody looking around, unless you're moving up here. If you have never received the gift of the Holy Ghost, but you would like to receive it this morning, I want you to come and I want you to stand right here. You've never spoken in tongues. You have never spoken in tongues. Thank you. Excellent. Excellent. I'm going to tell y'all something. I know I'm lighting it up. The first ones always get it. It's like, it's amazing. I think there's something to it. I think that God says, if you're willing to step out, I'm willing to step out. Is there anybody else? Every eye closed, nobody looking around. Is there anybody else that would like to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost this morning? You have never spoken in tongues, but you want it. If I can have it, I'm going to receive it this morning. If I can get it, then I want it within everything that I am. Thank you. Is there anybody else? Is there anybody else? We're going to take a few moments. I stopped a little bit before time. Is there anybody else that would like to come? I want to open this up a little further. If you have not spoken in tongues, nobody's looking around right now. If you have not spoken in tongues in a long, long time, you have not spoken in tongues in a long, long time. You might feel like your life is like that tree. Someplace along the line, something got in that you didn't even mean to, and now you're further away and you're only a fragment of what you were. But you want to be renewed this morning. I want you to come up here also and stand behind these that have stood up here in the name of Jesus. That's all right. Just stand up here. Anybody else? God's wanting to restore. If you've had a hard time breaking through and you haven't spoken in tongues in a long time, I want you to step out of your seat and I want you to come up here and just stand around these that are up here. That's it. I want to let you know that everything I am asking you to do right now, I have had to do myself. I have gotten cold before, and I've had to come up to get renewing in the Holy Ghost. Sometimes things happen that we repress and we repress and we repress and we repress and we repress, and to the point it affects every part of who we are. And all we need is to allow the presence of the Lord to flood back into who we are one more time. Is there anybody else? That's it. Go ahead and come on up here. Come on up here. I want the rest of the church right now, I want you to step out of your pews and I want you to find your way around this altar. I want you to find your way through this altar right now. Everyone step out. You're getting ready to lift your voice. You're getting ready to put your hands forward. That's the Holy Ghost. Folks are already getting the Holy Ghost, folks. People are already receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost right now. I want you to lift up your hands. I want you to lift up your voice and pray out loud. This is the purpose of the Lord. This is the desire of God. God wants every person to have freedom and liberty within His Spirit. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.